You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last year, 500,000 parking tickets were given out in Auckland by Auckland's growing fleet of automatic plate recognition vehicles. The city now has 25. With non-compliance tickets having doubled since 2024, concerns have been raised over how these systems generate revenue for Auckland Transport and the council. While Auckland Transport has defended revenue as an unavoidable consequence of non-compliance systems and insisted they must stay consistent in their policing and management, some have labelled this as a commodification of non-compliance. I spoke to Senior Lecturer in Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland, Dr. Mohsin Mohammadzadeh, about these tickets, revenue, and how this technology should or shouldn't be used. Just to get us started, how do these automatic plate recognition cars work?
Oh, it's a very good question. Actually, it's a kind of the emerging technology. It's not. It's a kind of the, especially using this type of technology on cars as a kind of the patrolling and the kind of moving around the cities, you know. And because we had this kind of technology as a kind of CCTVs, and it was a kind of the discussion and hot topic over the last couple of years, but now we have a kind of the new type of technology. So this kind of the machines that are just running around the city and capturing the plates and automatically, based on the AI system, they check the plates, and if they go beyond the time or something and non-compliance, then they ticket them automatically. However, it seems that they mentioned this, you know, that at the end of the day, an officer will investigate and check all the, you know, bridges and everything there. But I think it's a kind of the first step of automation of ticketing and punishment of the people regarding parking system. In the future, definitely go for a fully automated system, because first, as they mentioned, that they want to reduce the kind of the tension between the officers and the people. But to be honest, from my perspective, they want to also reduce the cost of the officers, you know, around the city, and saving money there, and also have a kind of more constant surveillance on people. So, yeah, it's a range of the things associated and working together actually to make this happen.
And what sort of revenue stream are we seeing around these tickets and these processes?
It's a kind of we name it commodification of the problem, you know. So in that case, you know, non-compliance or any kind of the issues can be commodified and perceived as a place for the revenue. We know that local governments most of the time make a significant money, you know, regarding parking, you know, and nowadays this kind of the model, you know, can be considered in addition as kind of the expected revenue, you know, for the council. So they just commodify the system and then put more pressure on people. And because we know that the ticket is quite higher than even the price we pay for the parking. So in that case, they can make more money. So they can easily make more revenue, you know, and it will be part of the budget anyway. So, yeah, it's a kind of the commodification of the problem, I can say, or commodification of the non-compliance and punish people in a different way. Yeah, but as a kind of the making more money and revenue.
And just to go back to the basics, why shouldn't the council be trying to make money and revenue from this non-compliance?
The thing is a very good question. The thing is that making money, it's, especially for the local government, it was a kind of a routine, you know, as far as we had it, you know, historically. But when we use a technology and also we don't inform people, when, you know, we don't have a kind of consultation and also somehow widespread information about this kind of technology are used, and we know that the number of the tickets increased significantly, it's a kind of the wrong approach. So people, they should know how the system is working, how their data is collected, how they are punished, and what kind of the revenue are making, you know, so are made through the process by the local government or any authorities here. Lack of transparency, lack of the consultation is, I think, the main concern here.
Thinking about this technology going forward, are there sort of concerns that this revenue incentive might
create more of these problems around transparency and around consultation?
That's correct. You know, the thing is that I think some of us, you know, we received that kind of the ticket before regarding the previous type of the technology. It's still, they are there, you know, regarding to the CCTVs and capturing plates, you know, in the parking spaces. You know, if you're, you know, for example, going to the hospital and something happened and say longer, and then after that, you cannot add a time to this, and then you automatically will be charged. You know, it's a kind of, it's because it's fully automated system, and it's a kind of, and people most of the time, they don't know how to deal with it, you know, and so it's kind of the issue. And yes, lack of the consultation and transparency and the level of the money is created is a key issue regarding using this type of technology in the cities. And also, they mentioned that the making money is not the key things, but when we see that actually it's become part of the, making, increasing the revenue significantly, especially in this kind of economic recession time, I think it's very important to be considered.
And with that said then, how should these systems operate? Is there a way to use these non-compliance, like automation systems, while not making it commodified?
The thing is that, you know, in the past, you know, when we had a human, you know, for example, when you have an officer, obviously people, they had a chance, you know, to, if something happened, speak with that person, solve the issue in the place, and you know, and address the issue. But when you are using this type of technologies and you are dealing with the computer and you are not fully aware about this, there is no place for people, you know, to communicate with the system easily. And then when they receive the ticket, then it's another type of complexity for people, especially in that kind of busy time. It takes more time, make the process sometimes not easy for people to follow. And in that case, it's a problem from my perspective.
So with that said, what sort of movement or changes do you want to see from the Council on Auckland Transport going forward to avoid this?
I think the most important thing, it's a kind of providing guideline, you know, and also be transparent about why they are using that, how long and how they want to, how much money they are making through this process, and then going to the consultation with the people. And if it's and the location of this car should be also recognized or kind of publicly available for people as well, you know. So in that case, they're providing further information because we are part of the open governance, you know, so which means that actually the government, and we are one of the best countries, you know, regarding transparency. So we need to provide that kind of transparency dealing with this kind of the communications of the non-compliance as well. It's very important from my perspective because it can create a kind of more trust, you know, from both sides, and I trust people, especially to the system, and avoid any kind of unnecessary, you know, tensions or stress or kind of the problems later, even for the local government, you know, and the other authorities here. We need to consider this, using this kind of the technologies, especially smart technologies, I named urban innovation or urban disruptive technologies, is that actually the technology is available. Obviously, it can be used in different ways. The most important part of it, which is most of the time overlooked or not necessarily, you know, considered, is authorities, they should start negotiate with the people, especially the people who will be affected by it, you know, and provide enough information and somehow consenting from people and then implement it. Otherwise, it will impact on the, you know, the trust and the connections between the authorities, people, and and in, somehow, yes, it can create a kind of revenue for the authority or kind of the local government or any kind of the agencies there. But at the same time, it has a hidden cost, which is the more conflict or lack of trust. And this kind of the cost should be considered in the process, and not just the direct revenue they can capture from by using this kind of technology.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Mohsin Mohammadzada on the commodification of non-compliance parking tickets.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.